What does it mean?
It means we're talking raw.
We're talking raw.
We're talking raw.
Monday Night Raw?
Monday Night Raw.
Imagine that.
The WWE Monday Night Raw.
The WWE Monday Night Raw?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Cool. I'm ready to talk about it. There was some good stuff that happened on the show.
There's some great stuff that happened on this show.
It was Monday Night Raw, yo. Anyway, we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw and all the things right now. WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show. Featuring Sir Rockin.
What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The man has come back to Monday Night Raw. This is a Raw Post Show presented, as always, by MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin. That's Lindsay Ward.
The man was back. She's a babyface. She went and interviewed people in the crowd. She made their night.
She did
there
make their
night.
There
was a lot of fan service tonight on this show.
There was. It really, really was. So Monday Night Raw opened with the man, Becky Lynch, returning to the ring, saying it felt good to be back, and, you know, welcome everyone to Monday Night Raw, but something didn't feel right. She's the man of the people, so she should be with the people. So she jumps in the crowd, high-fiving everybody, found a man named Bobby, got the fans to chant Bobby. She liked his yellow X-Men shirt. There's another dude named Zachary who looked like he had a couple beers already, and she went through hell, and she put her body in line, but that's what she does. She's been gone, but you know, everything's changed, and a lot of new faces come, and familiar faces have come back. And she can't wait to slap the hell out of all of them, including Bayley, who, you know, made her way out to the ring. So it seems Lynch was humbled based on how she was mingling with the peasants, but then she went on and on and on and on and on. Fans were going on for Becky. And then she complained that she's received no respect from anyone for what she's done. Becky went through one hard match. This is what I've been doing. I did a last woman standing. I did a ladder match. I did war games. I've done everything, and I get no respect. She also calls them peasants, and then Liz is like, don't you dare call Bob a peasant. She said, Bob sucks. And Becky's like, Bob doesn't suck. Becky said Bailey's been losing and then called her a loser. Lynch said she could get in the ring and they could just, you know, fight about it. So Becky starts heading down to the ring. She gets jumped by Io and Dakota. They start brawling all the way up through back into the concession area to the merch table. Security try to break it all up. The merch goes flying everywhere. Big old brawl to open Monday Night Raw.
This was really, really good. I enjoyed this quite a lot.
I liked Becky being in the crowd. I thought it was a nice visual. I thought the fans reacting to it was great. I thought the fact that they got a random fan's name cheered on Monday Night Raw was kind of cool.
It was a fun little segment. Like, I was worried that she was going to, like, get jumped there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, she's in the crowd. She's just kind of running around. I have concerns.
But there was nothing. There was no shenanigans other than the ones that were already planned. So that's good. We then had Rhea Ripley taking on Michin Mia Yim. Good match between the two girls, but Dominic Mysterio gets involved, leading to AJ Styles coming out to cause a no contest between the two. Then you had Damian and Finn and Luke, or Doc Ellis and Carl Anderson come out. All of them are fighting with each other. Styles thought it was over at Survivor Series, but he was wrong. He said it would end tonight, and then challenged Judgment Day to a 4-on-4 match here tonight on Monday Night Raw, which the Judgment Day accepted, leading to Rhea, Dominic, Finn, and Damian taking on Mia Yim, AJ Styles, Doc Gallows, and Carl Anderson. 8-person tag. Hell of a match between all 8 people involved. I love that the women got involved with the men. I thought that was really cool stuff. In the end, Riptide on Mia for the win. Thoughts?
I thought this was really, really good. I think there was a little bit of a scary moment for Mia Yim. At the end, AJ was checking on her.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's just more she got hit with the Riptide.
Yeah, just making sure she's okay. But yeah, I am here for intergender wrestling. The fact that Mia, like, walked up and picked up Finn and slammed his butt. I was here for it.
That was good.
Go! Like, you have to. You have to at some point. I understand why they haven't done it for a really long time or why they do it very, very sparingly. I completely understand it. I completely respect it. But when it's appropriate for them to do intergender wrestling, it should absolutely happen. Like, in a feud like this where you have men and women feuding against each other in a real life situation, again, reality, in a real life situation, not somebody's gonna be like, well, I can't hit you, you're a girl. Like, nobody's gonna do that. If you're in a fight, you're in a fight, and you're not necessarily paying attention to who you're fighting. So yeah, the fact that you're having Rhea fight men, the fact that you have Mia fight the men, like, yes, absolutely, do more of that, because the women are perfectly capable of fighting the guys
in the right situation.
In the right situation.
Because Rhea, like, Mia should not be getting in there with Damian. But with Finn? Yeah. With Dominic? Yeah. You know, you gotta pick the spots when they work. I thought they handled that well. I thought everything worked for all sides. So we'll see if it's over between the sides. I doubt it. But it was a good big-time match for all 8 involved. We'll still probably get me and Rhea one-on-one one more time with an actual finish. So, you know, but that was about half hour of the show right there between the first part and, you know, this match right here.
We're all for that. Mm-hmm. 100%.
We saw the Street Profits return to Monday Night Raw.
After 2 months.
2 months. Montez has been out with an injury. They're here. They want the smoke. Chad and Otis interrupt it. And, you know, Chad was trying to put himself over as one of the best things on Monday Night Raw. And he has been. But this was all a setup for their matchup on the show, which saw the Street Profits defeat Alpha Academy in a really good match. I like the double dive to the outside that Anjo now can do. I thought that was really good.
That was really good.
They had a really fantastic match. And yeah, both Profits look ready for prime time now. They're ready to go.
And they have been sorely missed. So the fact that they're back, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
All we need is new teams for them to fight, because they mentioned when they beat Alpha Academy before and they beat them here. So it's like, we need to get some new teams, new blood for the Street Profits to fight. And I think we will over time. But speaking of tag teams, there's a new one that's sort of forming in Elias and Matt Riddle.
This is so weird. I mean, it's not weird, but it's weird.
And apparently they won a shot at the tag team titles. So it seems that we're going to get that match next week on Raw.
It seems so. I mean, I guess that's all they can figure out what to do with Riddle right now.
Yeah, with Randy
and Elias.
With Randy being out for who knows now how long. Yeah.
Well, I heard it could be.
Might be gone. Might be done.
Might be permanent. He might be gone. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. So Austin Theory came in the ring. He goes, "Who's the kid now?" He claimed the fans said he had the worst Money in the Bank cash-in attempt of all time. I wouldn't say it was the worst, but he failed. He said he never wanted to be called a kid again after being Seth Rollins' rival last year on the same night and became a 2-time U.S. champion. He's no longer the next big that. He is the now and forever of WWE. He came to be the face of Monday Night Raw. He said if people have a problem with that, him have had a problem with him since that he arrived, and all of it's because of jealousy. Theory said everyone wants to be him. He's younger, stronger, and better, and unescapable. The Austin Theory era begins now. Out came Seth Rollins wearing something. Lindsay will tell you in a second. He goes face to face with Austin Theory, tells the instructs the crowd to sing, which they do. Theory asks, what happens when someone so young, talented, so far ahead of everyone in the industry makes the so-called undisputed future of WWE look like the past? Rollins says that Theory may have lucked his way into the U.S. title, but it doesn't change anything. You know deep down in your soul that Monday Night Raw belongs to me. Before I go, I have one thing to say to you. Congratulations, kid. Rollins asks if Theory wanted to hit him or they wanted to fight. They can do it right now. He goes, give me your best shot, kid. Theory's like, we'll fight on the champ's time. And I'm not your damn kid. Thoughts?
I thought this was excellent. I think that Seth Rollins made a misstep in his fashion. That or WWE was not going to allow him what he really should have worn, which was a bedazzled thong. Fight me. Just fight me on this. Because you can't tell me that basketball shorts under a black lace bodysuit is a good look. You just can't tell me that. Should have been bejeweled and should have at the very least been briefs, but should have been a thong. You're gonna go tits out, you should go ass out too. I'm sorry, Seth. Just, it's equality at this point. If you're gonna walk around looking like a slut, which we're all fine with, go full ass. Don't half-ass it, full-ass it. But no, I enjoyed this. I thought that was very good.
Yeah, it was. Backstage, we had Miz holding a bag full of money, and his hand was taped. He was saying he's not gonna fight because he's hurt. Adam, and he was telling Adam Pearce this, and the match is off, and Miz would be hearing from Pierce's lawyer, and because, you know, it's the wrong hand anyhow. So there was that. So it led to Dexter Lumis and The Miz having a one-on-one match, and Dexter would get the win.
Which is a yay. Can we just talk about the pure bouginess of Miz bringing all the money in a Louis Vuitton handbag?
That was good.
Like, that is just Pete bougie right there, to just do that. Like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to flex. Seriously, because that's probably a $4,000 or $5,000 bag, easy.
You know.
Full of money.
Full of money.
Full of money.
Which Lumis would end up handing out to kids in the front row on his way to the back. Miz would attack, take money back. Johnny showed up, super kicked Miz. They gave the money back to the kid. It was a $100 bill, too. They were handing out some money.
Out hundreds.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some serious, like I said, serious fan service tonight. But yeah, no, this was good. This was very entertaining. I like that we finally got the match between Miz and Dexter. I feel like we had to, like, finally have it because they've been flirting with each other for a while. It's kind of meandering, so we needed something to make a statement, and I feel like this finally made the statement. I told Rock this while we were watching it, that, like, you can tell the actors from the actual WWE crew. Because there's a point in the match where they're in the crowd, and they go to the hard camera area and the production area, and there's a table all set up that for them to use with a TV and everything, and the people that are sitting at the table get up and quickly dash out of the shot. Meanwhile, they also kind of go up into the actual production area a little bit, and you see three guys sitting there, and they're kind of like, oh, you're up here. All right, hold on. They get up. It's a huge inconvenience. They kind of maybe step off to the side. One's drinking coffee. Not really, but like they're like, hold on. Let me get my drink. Let me get my shit. All right, proceed. Like, there's just no real urgency for them to move at all. They're like, meh. It happens every week. You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
WWE crew does not give a fuck. They're just desensitized. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. So, it was the return of Candice LeRae to Monday Night Raw. She was ready to go after and take out Dakota Kai. And they had a really good match between both women, with Candice getting the win after the Avalanche neckbreaker from the top rope. I thought that was a really nice finish.
I thought this was really good.
It's a really good match. Very enjoyable.
And a good way to close the show.
Well, it wasn't the close to the show.
That's right, it wasn't the close to the show. I'm tired.
We'll get that to that here in a moment. But yeah, they had a really good match between the two. And we need more of that.
Yes.
So, because of War Games, some of the women were unable to compete tonight physically, and they included Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss. Bianca said she's been a lot better physically and pointed, you know, to her elbow. She said she held down the division despite Damage Control's attempt to take it over. She said she is happy with the team she chose because they were able to end it at War Games. Asuka yelled in Japanese, and Alexa was kind of distracted, like, Bianca's right. Becky was a good call to add to the team. But why was she distracted? A certain image flashed upon the screen as she was talking. that kind of controlled her thoughts and made her distracted. She also seemed to be staring at the women's championship.
Could a darker influence be... I mean, they've been teasing it ever since his return.
Yeah.
That darker presence is slowly creeping its way into Little Miss Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly chipping away at her. Just a little bit. So yeah, I'm here for all of this. But yeah, we were sitting here, and I was like, what is Alexa doing? And Rock's like, I don't know. And then he comes back, and he's like, oh, wait. After it's done, he's like, wait, the thing flashed, the symbol flashed. It's like, wait, what? It did what now? Yeah. I didn't even see it. It was that quick.
It was that quick, and people froze it and found it.
But I was like, oh, I see what they're doing here. He's luring her to the dark side.
Slowly but surely, luring her to the dark side. It was good stuff.
It's very good stuff. You need a credible challenger for Bianca. You have options there, but Alexa's just one more name you can add to the list.
Indeed. So, the other thing that happened on this show was the Bloodline on Monday Night Raw. Sami Zayn, Jimmy and Jay, and Solo came out. The Bloodline is now in your city. You talked about they won the toughest matches they've ever been through, said Jay. He may have even broke his hand. And Jimmy's like, there's no cracks now in the Bloodline. Jimmy said Kevin Owens mad because Sami Zayn isn't his dog. Sami said Jimmy has been on the side all along and has been down since day one. Sami told Jay that the last 6 months they haven't been easy, and he knew Jay didn't trust him or like him. But Zayn said the way Jay accepted him after War Games match was very oozy. Sami said he hopes that he and Jay will be on the same page going forward. They shook hands. They hugged. It was a group going for a group hug. They were trying to get Solo to do it. He was about to until Kevin Owens came to the ring or onto the stage. Zayn told Owens, don't do anything stupid. Said Owens wasn't out here because of that. He said he was there to tell Sami he gets it. He mentioned he's done the same thing many times to Sami's over the years. And can't blame him one bit. He's not there to fight Sami. He said that the careers have been linked for 20 years. He doesn't want to fight or team with Sami anymore or ride shows with him. I'm just done. I don't want anything to do with you. Zayn told Owens that he feels the same way, and he said it's okay if they never be in the same room again. Ever. Sami's like, I don't need you anymore. I have family now. Owens said he generally is happy for Sami because everyone gets to see how great Sami Zayn is. Owens says he loves, you know, he's getting the recognition he finally deserves. Owens said that the only thing is that Sami needs to realize he isn't their real blood, and it will never be. Jay told Sami, don't worry about it, Kevin. He's just mad because he doesn't have any family around him. If Owens has a problem with Sami, then now he has a problem with him. Owens said he has good news because he's done with Sami, but he never was done with Jay, and they would fight later in the show, which they did, which was your main event, Jey Uso taking on Kevin Owens in a really good main event. A lot of shenanigans towards the end. Solo got involved. Jimmy got involved. Lots of near falls. But Kevin Owens hit the stunner, got out of the ring, got the win, because they had to really get out of there because the time was up on for the show.
Yeah, but dude, I would watch this again. This was good.
Really good match.
Perfect way to close out the show. Very enjoyable. I really, really like how they're continuing the storytelling where Sami looks so sus every time Kevin shows up.
Yeah.
And it's more like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, I'm gonna get called out. Oh shit, he's gonna call me out. Because if anybody knows Sami Zayn, and when Sami Zayn is lying, it's Kevin Owens. And yeah. So, you know, last night, just to kind of talk about it a little bit, Sami was very intentional in the way that he sort of handled Kevin, especially at the end. Like, if you watch how they actually did that, it was very, very, very intentional. Almost as if Kevin and Sami are putting on an act together. And then tonight, it was kind of the same thing. So there's some really good storytelling going on here that's very subtle. And I love how, like, everybody involved is doing their best work with this. And this match, God, I would watch this match again. Give it to me again, please.
Yeah, really good. Really good main event. Good way to close out Monday Night Raw.
It was a great way to close out Monday Night Raw, and we move forward.
We do, in fact, move forward. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We will be talking all about WWE Survivor Series, which was this past Saturday on Peacock and the WWE Network everywhere, respectively. So, you know, tune in for that Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Plus we'll have news, notes, and whatever else we can possibly think of. All right. Saturday night. Midnight. We're as close as we can get. It's 15 years of CB Radio. Join us, won't you? We have stuff planned. Or I have stuff planned. We'll see if it all comes together. I has a whole week to plan things. We'll see how it goes. But tune in. Midnight-ish, or as close as we can get, for 15 years of CB Radio. Before that, Lindsay will be live at twitch.tv/LindsayWard. Probably around 3:30, 4 o'clock for the Fortnite finale Fracture event. So watch her stream it. Do that thing.
Follow the stream.
We'll plug that more here in a second. Because of that, because of Fortnite, there will be no Fortnite with friends Saturday. And I don't think we're doing WTR on Sunday because it's a new season of Fortnite. But we'll figure that out as we go. But it's Sunday nights, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. With the new Battle Passes coming out, you can use credit code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinzWard. I am one away, Matt. I am one away. I need somebody, one person, to go follow the damn channel. So go follow the channel. twitch.tv/LinzWard. Same as my Twitter. Please, we are one away from affiliate. Please do the thing. The struggle is so real. God. So please just follow the channel. That I can do things other than Genshin Impact, like watch-along parties and things like that, if I get to affiliate. So please, do the thing. Follow the channel. You can follow my YouTube. Like, subscribe, ring the bell. YouTube.com/@LinzWard or LinzWard.RackRadioShow.com or look for Linz Ward on the Twitters.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Film. YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. See you Saturday for CB Radio 15 and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.